Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Hey, yes, I'm calling in regards to an order ID that was placed earlier today. Do you need that number?
Give me one moment. Let me get everything pulled up here. Let me have that zip code, please.
30121.
Thank you for that. And that first and last name.
James Wheeler.
And you said that you had a order ID
Order
number.
ID.
Let
Yeah.
me have that.
10, the letter A is in apple, 743, the letter D is in dog, 870.
Okay, you have one. I have 10. A is in apple. 743. D is in dog. And what was that last letter?
870.
All right. Okay, so it doesn't match the order number we will usually have, but give me one moment. Let me check a different program for you, and let me see if I can pull you up in there, okay?
Okay.
And let me just confirm that order number again. I have 10, A as in apple, 743, D as in dog, A as in apple, 70, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, give me one moment and I'll place you on a brief hold.
No, you said D as in dog, 870.
Is the number 8?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought I heard 8. All right, gotcha. All right, give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, so I didn't pull up anything with that order number. Let me try searching my first and last name. Spell that first name for me, please.
JAMES
And
WH. Oh, sorry.
go ahead.
Oh, WHEELER.
All right, thank you for that. Give me one moment.
No.
All right, so I searched the two programs that would possibly have that type of order number, but I did not pull up an account for you in either one. What do you know the name of the product?
It was uncaged male. It was a male enhancement product, and it was uncaged. That's the name of it.
And this was the customer support number for them?
That was the, it's not a number on here on with the ordering ID, but on the website that I placed the order, that was the number. Well, that's the number on here too. Well, it's a 877-896-6281. But is that a number associated with you all?
No, it doesn't look, it doesn't match any of the ones that we stand in for, nor do we have a product called Uncaged.
Uncaged. No product with that name.
No, sir. And I'm looking through a list here. Nope, we don't have a male enhancement named Uncaged. And that's the brand name of the product?
Yeah, the brand name is Uncaged.
Yeah. Okay, give me one moment and let me ask the supervisor real quickly and see if we do have that product, if it's a new product. If not, then it could be a possibility that this is the wrong customer service number.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
And you did say that product name was Uncaged, correct?
Yeah, UNCAGED.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, sir. So I did reach out to a supervisor. Unfortunately, that is not one of the products that we house, so it could be a possibility that you have the wrong customer service number.
Okay. So initially, I called this 877-896-6281. Mm-hmm. I called it, put me on hold, and it said it gave me the option to leave a callback number, so I wouldn't have to wait on hold. So the callback number was this number that I missed. So when I call it back, it's...
Now, is that also the number that's on the product itself?
No, it's two different numbers. This 877 number is the number. It's on the website with the order confirmation from today. This is the number at the bottom for customer service, 877 number. I called that, and then... I pressed 3 to receive a callback, so I wouldn't have to wait on hold. Mm-hmm. And this was the number that I'm calling now that was the callback number.
Okay.
So it's
and
number.
That is weird. But that's definitely not one of our products that we house.
I'll just try to call this 877 number again and see.
Because I was going to say, if you have, do you have the product itself, or did you just order the product?
I just placed the order.
You today. Just placed the order. Okay. Okay. Because I was fixing, if you had the product, then there would have been a customer service number under the product as well.
But this on the order confirmation that I received after I placed the order, it has this customer service number, but it's a 877. I called that and it gave me the option, like I said, to press through, so I wouldn't have to stay on hold and they would call me back. So when I got the call back, it was this number.
Gotcha. See, I'm not sure what number shows up when we call back because we're a third party. So
yeah, two different numbers.
Yeah, I would say to try the other one. Like I said, it definitely doesn't even sound like any. And we do have male enhancement products, but not that one.
Okay. Okay. And, I'm going to try another number on here.
Okay. I'm sorry, love. You're okay. You're fine. But I do hope you get to the bottom of it. And if all means, if you have to call us back and we have to figure out other ways to search you, we can do that as well. But like I said, the two programs that will have order numbers like that will have order numbers with letters in it, those were the main two that I searched, and I didn't pull up an account for you. And I used your first and last name and zip code.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
We'll figure out some kind of way.
Alrighty, Dan. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful night, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.